Need order. Clerk will note the roll and Representative Sturridge, like you have approval of the meetings of the 35th meeting of the Rules Committee. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, motion fails. Minutes are adopted. Members, next on the agenda is the dedication bill that is before us. The chair will move that Senate File 2734 be recommended to pass. Members, before we begin, and Representative, you can heck with, you can describe your bill, but I will announce to the committee membership that it's my intent to offer the amendment that's in members' packets. I know that this bill has taken a very lengthy route, large and unwieldy committees through the process, and it is my intent at least to bring the bill back home, if you will. Some say the Rules Committee is a cleanup committee in terms of going last, or maybe cleaning up in terms of going back to the author's original intent. And hopefully, I think, members, we can be serious about the direction that we'd like to go, at least bringing the bill to the floor. I have a feeling on the floor this bill will, again, go on a very many different paths, quite possibly. So with that, Representative Hackbarth, would you like to talk about the bill? And I will move the amendment, Representative Hackbarth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And the way the bill stands right now, it's a 3/8 of 1% dedicated funding for game and fish and zoos and parks and trails and arts and humanities, a number of different issues. I haven't even looked at all the amendments that were added to the bill as it came out of Ways and Means. My original intent, and always has been, a no tax increase and a dedication of 1/8 of 1% to game and fish and wildlife conservation and habitat. And I'd like to get the bill back to that, and I think Representative Paulson's, Chairman Paulson's amendment is going to bring it back to that intent. Members, 1/8 of 1% is approximately, when you put it out to the year 2009, it's going to be approximately $90 million dedicated to those issues. Right now, the way the bill stands, it's approximately $270 million from current funds, and I think that's quite a weight, quite a lot of weight to bear. And pretty hard for folks to be voting for something like that.
Thank you, Representative Hackbarth. The chair will move that the A061558 amendment be adopted. We'll have discussions on the amendment to Representative Hackbarth, et cetera. So, any discussion? Representative Carlson?
Mr. Chairman, I would encourage members of the committee to vote against the amendment. I wouldn't exactly describe the Ways and Means Committee as being unwieldy. This was a bipartisan amendment. I happen to serve on that committee as well. And it was put on the amendment that you're striking in a bipartisan fashion. And it would include, of course, habitats, parks, trails, water and groundwater cleanup, the arts, and public broadcasting. And so it was a coalition, if you will, of Democrats and Republicans alike that wanted to expand the amendment to cover those issues. So I would encourage a no vote, and I would ask for a roll call vote.
Roll call has been requested. Okay. Representative Kelleher.
Mr. Chair, actually I was going to ask for a roll call, so I appreciate that Representative Carlson did that, and I just hope members will vote no on your amendment. I think the Ways and Means Committee did some good work, and frankly, the inclusion of water, the expanded water provision in this bill is very important to large constituencies, including folks who hunt and fish.
Any further discussion on the amendment? Representative Austin.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would oppose the amendment. I see if the amendment takes out the protection or the funding for clean water issues, as well as others I think many of us find very critical. And I understand the frustration that Representative Hackbarth has with this being the current bill using existing sales tax, but I think that can be worked out in conference committee where they'd actually find that there might be of benefit to put this on the ballot where the public has the option to not only direct the spending for this dedicated effort, but also to raise the money in order to make sure it doesn't have an impact on education, health care, and other things that are dear to us all out of the general fund.
Any additional discussion? Not. The roll call has been requested. Clerk will take the roll on the amendment.
Representative Paulson?
Aye.
Representative Abrams?
Yeah.
Representative Anderson?
Yes.
Representative Bernardi?
No.
Representative Carlson?
No.
Representative Hoppe?
Aye.
Representative Hoche? Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Representative Junkie?
No.
Representative Kelleher?
No.
Representative Coles?
Yes.
Representative Loeffler?
No.
Representative Magnus?
Yes.
Representative Moe?
No.
Representative Osmond?
No.
Representative Poppy?
No.
Representative Saylor?
No.
Representative Samuelson?
Yes.
Representative Seifert?
Yes.
Representative Sertich?
No.
Representative Smith?
Yes.
Representative Sigum?
Sigum, yes.
And Representative Tinglestad?
There being 11 ayes and 12 nays, the amendment does not prevail, so we're on the original bill as it's come before the committee. Apparently, members, there should be another amendment in the packet that was prepared in case of the situation. I think it's a technical amendment, or I'm not sure what this is. Representative Hackworth, if you want to describe the A5 amendment. Or?
Mr.
McCormick, if you could.
Mr. Chairman, the A5 amendment removes a section in the bill that relates to motor vehicle excise tax. It should have been removed at the last stop, so it's fairly technical.
Technical. It was a mistake, Mr. Chairman, that didn't get cleared up.
The chair will move the A5 amendment. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The motion prevails. The amendment is adopted. So anyone in the audience would like to speak for or against the bill?
Back here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Back row was just wondering when it was going to be up
to war. Representative Junkie, it could be at the tail end of the week, it could be next week. I think part of it depends on the omnibus bills, you know, just making sure we process a lot of those as well. So there's no one from the audience that wishes to testify? We do have someone from the audience that wishes to testify. If you could come forward real quickly and state your name for the record. And
my name is Leslie Davis, and I speak against the bill because people are a little tired of increasing taxes and what the Senate bill is doing that people are accepting is an increase in taxes. On the constitutional amendment, and it's going to be every day we're going to amend the Constitution, the first party of the Constitution, so we're not going to go through this amending all the time. But as I look through the numbers of allocating $245 million over 20 years, that kind of looks like several billion dollars to me, and putting money into public broadcasting without defining what it is. When you've got Twin City Public Television as the president of that group, that's got $500,000 a year, and we're going to get $12 million $12 million every year. And the question of that is going to go to an organization, a private company, that's paying their president $500,000 a year. I don't know how the public is going to accept that kind of behavior. If you want to do, I'm an environmental activist, if you want to do wildlife and habitat and water things, that's fine. But making it a catch-all thing and throwing all these other activities in it is inappropriate. You could take some money from the Environmental Trust Fund, and that would be a more appropriate place to fund environmental activities. Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Davis. Any other comments? Representative Carlson?
Mr. Chairman, when you get to the point of passage, I'd like to request a roll call.
Okay, roll call has been requested on the bill, so no. Representative Abrams.
Mr. Chairman and members, I have, I don't know how many people here serve on the tax committee, so that this project takes more time rather than on the ways and means of time, but I think that it's important that this be said off the floor to two primary reasons that I pulled this amendment. I did vote for it once, but I guess it's a hot off on a mediocre mind. At least the last few years, Representative Hackworth, I've been consistent. I have voted against amendments that to death. I voted for amendments to try to bring it back to your intent, but I also voted against the amendment. Members, I'd like to talk to you just for a moment about the sales tax base. What you are doing by passing this constitutional amendment is you are creating constituencies who are in favor of increasing the base of the sales tax. Let me explain. In 2001, Governor Ventura had a comprehensive reform of sales, property, and income taxes in Minnesota. A part of that was to extend the sales tax to things like clothing and automobile repair and professional services while lowering the rate. If you increase the base, you are automatically increasing dollars that go to all the good purposes in this debt. Make no mistake that there will be, if this constitution amendment is in the Constitution, that in some time in the future there will be an attempt to say by arts groups, by the hunters, by clean water advocates, etc., let's do $500 million worth of extenders. And by the way, we're going to increase funding for the arts and humanity, etc., by X millions of dollars. I really think that that is really bad policy, and I think that you really got to think through the long-term implications of that. Second, I have just been through the second really bad fiscal crisis of my legislative career. And I think you got to have all the tools available to you to get out of this. And dare I say, including revenue. Dare I say that as a Republican, including revenue. What happened in Missouri, which had 2016, I believe, we're back to 2016, is they had a budget crisis too in 2003, 2004, but because of constitutional funding for the Department of Natural Resources, they didn't have to participate in the sorts of cuts and other decisions that other areas of government had to take. So basically, what you're going to have is some future legislature may be thinking about raising revenues in a budget crisis, and there will be another one, guaranteed. We'll have restrained growth on education, heart-wrenching decisions on health and human services, but not to worry, the Department of Natural Resources will have their new trucks, they'll have their full complement, and they won't have to participate. Not a penny, not a whit, zero. So I think that you really have to think about that conversation as well. So, Representative Packard, I admire your tenacity on the issue. I just think it's bad policy, and I'm glad to be able to participate with my vote.
Representative Coles.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Hackworth, could you help me out here? I heard Mr. Davis get up and talk about the fact that the current proposal raises the sales tax. I've just read through it quickly because I was under the impression that the bill that we're considering uses existing funds. And while I have I share some of his concerns about whether we should be dedicating sales tax revenues to causes other than game and fish habitat conservation efforts, clean water, things like that. I guess I want to make sure that I'm clear as to what I'm voting on. As I read this, I see that this is coming from existing sales tax and isn't what passed out of the tax committee that I serve on, and I think what passed out of the Senate, which was an increase in the sales tax of 0.3%. Am I reading that right? Representative Hackworth.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Coles, you're correct. This particular proposal that we have before us at this moment does not increase the sales tax.
At this moment.
Representative Coles.
At this moment, it doesn't raise the sales tax. I'm not so sure what's going to happen when we get to the floor. But Representative Hackworth, I've got some real problems with the way this thing has shaped up. I was hoping that Representative Paulson's amendment would have passed and could have brought it back to your original intent. I do plan to vote yes on moving the bill to the general register. I'm not sure what's going to happen on the floor and how I'm going to vote on the floor, but I like your original intent. I'm hopeful we can still get back there, and so I'm willing to keep the bill alive and would encourage members to vote yes.
Any additional discussion?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Hoppe.
Representative Hackbarth, do you still want this bill to move forward in this? Do you want us to be voting for this in the state of Florida now?
Representative Hackbarth.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Representative Hoppe. Yes, I want you to vote for it. I said all along, in each one of the committees, you know, it kind of got out of hand in tax committee, and we brought it back to kind of a decent bill in state government finance, and then it got out of hand again in ways and means. I thought we could bring it back to some common sense here in the rules committee, and I felt all along that I need to keep, I'm not going to give up the ship in the middle of the stream here, keep moving forward with this bill until the very end, until it is something that maybe I can't support anymore. But at this point, we need to keep moving forward. Maybe we can make some changes on the floor that we'll change it and bring it back to something that I can support again. But I don't want to give it up in the middle of the stream here. I think we can still work on, as long as we've got a chance to keep working on the bill, I'd like to keep it alive and keep moving with it. I follow along. The reason this bill is here is for game and fish and wildlife habitat and conservation. 1/8 of 1%. Put it out till 2009. I think we can afford it at that particular time. The way it stands now, I don't think we can afford it. It would probably would have to be a tax increase. The way it stands right now, I don't have a lot to deal with in conference committee. Representative Osment, if you could have given us some support here, I could have done some negotiating with Senator Sams in conference committee and maybe included the clean water. And that's I've always said that's been my intent, is to get the clean water back into it. But, you know, the way it stands right now, I don't have a lot of negotiating room to go into conference committee with the bill the way it is now. So hopefully we can get it back to some common sense on the House floor. So that's why I'm at with it, Representative Hoppe. I would hope that people would vote for the bill out of rules and get it on the floor, and maybe we could work on it there and make some common sense out of it again.
Any further discussion? If not, a roll call has been requested. The clerk will take the roll.
Okay. Representative Abrams?
No.
Representative Anderson?
No.
Representative Bernardi?
No.
Representative Carlson?
Yes.
Representative Hoppe?
Yes.
Representative Hoche?
No. Yes.
Representative Johnson?
Aye.
Too many amendments today.
Representative Junkie?
Aye.
Representative Kelleher?
Yes.
Representative Coles?
Aye.
Representative Loeffler?
Yes.
Representative Magnus?
Yes.
Representative Moe?
Yes.
Representative Osment?
Yes.
Representative Poppy?
Yes.
Representative Saylor?
Yes.
Representative Samuelson?
Yes.
Representative Seifert?
No.
Representative Sertich?
Yes.
Representative Smith?
Yes.
Representative Sigum?
No.
Representative Tingelstad?
Yes.
And Chair Paulson?
Yes. So, Bernardi changes from no to aye? Bernardi changes from no to aye. Okay, there being 19 ayes and 4 nays, the bill is passed as amended. So that's it, members. Thank you very much.